The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Hi, this is Pastor Johnny Over, founder of the Sound of Heaven Church in Deer Park. Here at Sound of Heaven Church, we encourage everyone to understand why they believe what they believe. For me, I had a pretty good childhood, but things got rough fairly quickly. My father was an alcoholic and yet still my best friend. And because of his love for me, which I felt every day, he was my hero. Sadly, my mother had a very different experience. Lonely and sometimes in dangerous situations. The fighting, the marital struggles, the drinking got the best of us and my family fell apart. Through my own personal struggles and demons, I didn't fall. I climbed into the lap of faith and embraced the gospel. Today, I'm ordained and I'm the senior leader of the Sound of Heaven Church. Together with an incredible staff, we offer you the gospel in a way you have never experienced before. Visit my website at soh.church. When considering a church, it's very important to not only examine their beliefs, but also your own. Visit Sound of Heaven Church at soh.church. That's soh.church. Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Sound of Heaven Radio Live, where we are incredibly passionate about making the love of Jesus known to all. And we're here with you every single Wednesday and Friday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Pastor Johnny Over. I pastor the Sound of Heaven Church located in Deer Park, New York. Be sure to visit our website at soh.church. That's soh.church, where you can see what we're about. Check out our services here, the amazing testimonies. It is an absolute must. Also, look at all the things we're doing in and through the community. Also, like us on Facebook and Instagram by searching Sound of Heaven Live. Our call-in number tonight, 631-451-1039. Again, that's 631-451-1039. We want to hear from you, especially about tonight's topic. Tonight, we are going to be talking about Capitol Hill and the events that have transpired today. So we want this to be your sounding board. Again, 631-451-1039. Get on board and share your thoughts or comments, concerns about everything that has transpired at Capitol Hill. We have Jason Koch D'Ambrosio back in the house with us from his long illness.
I know, back in the house. It's good to be here. And I was supposed to come into a show that was going to be pretty easy.
Yeah, listen, we were going to break down the amen and a woman thing.
That was a lot of fun, but here we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Jay was out a couple weeks with a hangnail. Vicious hangnail.
It was a bad one.
It gets to you. But anyways, listen, guys, it's a real sad day, to be quite honest with you. And there's a lot of emotions that I have going through me right now about this. And, you know, obviously we have to wait for all the facts to come out about exactly what is going on, because there's just so much that has gone on today. And so if you've been living under a rock and don't know what happened today, there was a little bit of a skirmish at Capitol Hill.
Just a little bit. Knocked down a barricade, entered the building.
And so there was a big Trump rally going on there, and there was a taking over or some sort of Capitol Hill, people of breaking in and doing some crazy stuff in there. And there are all these reports that it was the Trump protesters, it was Antifa or Black Lives Matter going in on there, that people getting shot, people getting stabbed, that this one's doing that and this one's doing that. And, you know, just in general, it's just sad. It's sad altogether. It's disgraceful, to be, if I'm being really honest with you, disappointing that this is our country in 2021. Here we are trying to start this year off in a bang.
Yeah.
And we start this year off right back right where we left off in 2020. And it's just very unfortunate. And I think for me personally, what's most unfortunate, listen, this is a faith-based show. This is a Christian-based radio show. We want to bring you the perspective from God's angle, from a Christian's angle, from a Christian perspective. And what I'm most discouraged about, Jason, to be just really honest with you, is the defense of the violence.
Oh, I agree.
That is taking place here. And everybody's got a right for peaceful, every single person, whether you are a Democrat or a Republican, has a right for peaceful protest. But when things turn violent and there are buildings being burnt down or a Capitol Hill's being ransacked and things are going off over election results and off of cheating or off of whatever the perception is, that to me is where the line gets crossed.
Right. It's definitely not something to be celebrated. And I think that's the most annoying thing that's coming out of even the Christian community right now. Especially those who have, over the course of the past year, really come against a lot of the violence that we've seen in other protests. They're almost being cheerleaders right now, and we have to do better. We have to be better.
Yeah, I agree. We have to do – this doesn't accomplish anything, and I feel like all we're doing is continuing to divide this country even more, and it's just really sad. And listen, we want to hear from you. We want to hear and have dialogue with you and your thoughts about Capitol Hill and everything that's going on today. 631-451-1039, 631-451-1039. We've already got some interesting comments here. Joe Samar from Troy, New York. What's up, Joe? Joe in the house is rushing and trying to destroy the Capitol's property and hurting people, an act of war or domestic terrorism. Also, the Senate trying to take away our votes and let the government decide the presidential election. Yeah, listen, all these things of the second part, the about the Senate trying to take away our votes and having the government decide a president. Listen, none of that is good. None of that is good. We need a fair and just election.
Yeah, you know what's not good either is being unclear as to how deep the – we know there's fraud every election, right?
Right,
but,
right.
But how deep did it run and suppressing that too. So we're just not in a – you know, I don't want to be overly negative because we live in the greatest country in the world and we can certainly turn this thing around. But we're not going to do it going back and forth and having double standards in situations like this.
No, I agree. And I feel like violence is it's never the answer. Violence is never the answer. And, you know, again, I'm going to be as transparent and honest as I possibly can. I think that's what the listeners have liked about this show, that we're raw, we're real, we're authentic in what we believe. Listen, we struggle, we doubt, we struggle just like you listening. We're no different than that. And it's just that we put our faith and trust in Jesus, and we encourage you to do the same. But violence under it's under any circumstance for me, violence is not the answer. You know, when we don't get what we want, cheating or not cheating, storming the Hill, putting law enforcement at risk, the lives of innocent men and women at risk to get something done, I feel like is never going to produce the fruit that we want to see. And I think what we want to see is a general statement as well, too, because what I want to see is truth, whether Trump won or Biden won.
Right.
I want truth. Now, I have my opinion on who I wanted to win the election, but if the country voted for Biden, I want to know if they voted for Biden. Then he's the president, right? If they voted for Trump, we want to know the answer. Then Trump still is the president of the United States. But when people start acting like this, and when people start responding in this type of way, and then you have Christians on top of it defending this crazy nonsense, I feel like that's where the line is drawn for me.
Right.
And that's where, especially coming from being a man of God in the past, there is under no circumstances where this is what we do to get things done.
Right. You know who had it right was Mel Gibson in The Patriot to me. he wanted to stay out of it until it came to his front door. Listen, and I think about what Paul said in Romans 12, right? Romans 12, 18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And we know that there are times where things can happen. But I look at what's going on today. I look at what's going on the last year. It has been possible to be peaceful in many, many instances. And we can't celebrate when we push it beyond a point that it should be.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And listen, the media is a joke, okay? The way the media and current day media is handling all this stuff is an absolute joke. And, you know, they fuel the fire on both ends of the spectrum. They fuel the fire in every way, shape, and form. But again, we want to hear from you tonight, 631-451-1039. We want you to be a part of the conversation when it comes to Capitol Hill. You're listening to Sound of Heaven Radio. We're with you every single Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Pastor Johnny Over. I pastor the Sound of Heaven Church. We're located right in Deer Park. We want you to check out our services. Check out our website, soh.church. That's soh.church. And we're going to be back in a little bit here, and we're going to start taking some phone calls. You already got calls coming in. Jump on board. We want to hear from you, 631-451-1039. Jay, you know, I feel like there's a line drawn between self-defense and then trying to, again, forcefully. You know what it is, Jason? It's the hypocrisy to me, where you have people on one side of the spectrum who are coming against the Black Lives Matter, and, you know, protests from a couple months ago where there were people peaceful protests for sure, but then there were also violent protests for sure.
Sure.
And you have groups of people saying, oh, look at the violence here. Look at the violence here. You know, it's just, these aren't peaceful. These aren't peaceful. And then those same people that are now claiming, oh, listen, this is inevitable. And it's for both ends of the spectrum. Sure. I understand that. But that's, to me, where it gets very frustrating.
We're never going to get everywhere if we keep the pendulum going where it's you know, well, they did it first. I mean, think about your kids. That doesn't work. He hit me first. Well, you hit him back. You know, at some point, somebody's got to just stop it.
We need leadership.
We need leadership, and we need a higher standard in our society, and that goes for everybody.
All right. Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to get right back with you guys and continue this conversation tonight about Capitol Hill. Again, you're listening to Sound of Heaven Radio. Our website is soh.church, soh.church. Join the conversation and share your thoughts. We want to hear from you and some things that you're expressing. Maybe you disagree with us completely and think everything was justified. We want to talk to you tonight. 631-451-1039. 631-451-1039. We're going to be right back after the break and continue on this conversation. Welcome back, everybody, to Sound of Heaven Radio Live, where we are incredibly passionate about making the love of Jesus known to all. We're here with you each and every single Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. I'm your host, Pastor Johnny Over. I pastor the Sound of Heaven Church located in Deer Park, New York, right next to the Tanger Outlets. Visit our website at soh.church. That's soh.church. And we want to hear from you. Tonight, the call-in number, 631-451-1039. Again, 631-451-1039. And we are talking Capitol Hill. So with that, we're going to go to caller on line one. Caesar on line one, welcome to Sound of Heaven Radio, bro.
And thank you for having me.
I appreciate the phone call.
Interesting topic. Given the circumstances of waking up to the news today,
right?
The first thing I thought was, "Wow, it's tit for tat." But then I looked back at it, and it's kind of a typical human behavior. Like you figure two different sides of the story. One side gets pushed, the other one decides to push back, and then right after that, you figure the stragglers start to get ridiculous.
Right.
But what I'm finding, as far as from a Christian perspective, looking at it as a man of God. I really want people to stand on not switching from what you choose to support as a Christian. You shouldn't jump back and forth just because the mob says that it's okay to do this today.
Right.
You know? And then really get comfortable with understanding what is the truth. And the fact is, Jesus said it is the way, the truth, and the life. So if his teachings aren't leading you in the right direction, then you might not be reading them.
Yeah, listen, I agree. And what Caesar, what's really frustrating about what I'm seeing today is that it's like the people who, what they hated in March and April, they've become today in a lot of cases. It's, we justify our actions based on our preference and our opinion. And with this one, it's obviously a big political one. You know, whether you're a Democrat, you know, I felt like some of them were also against the violence, but there were a lot that were also justifying the violence from, not necessarily Antifa maybe, but definitely Black Lives Matter for sure. And again, not to paint everybody with the same brush, because that's definitely not what I'm trying to do here, but I'm just talking about the majority of what I see. And then that was getting condemned by the Republicans of, this is not peaceful, this is violence, this and that. And then today, you know, we see violence. And again, whether it was Antifa in the middle of it, or it was the Trump supporters involved, and there were definitely some Trump supporters involved, right, for sure. You know, we're seeing now all the excuses from them saying, "Well, it's inevitable," but this is what they were saying also in March and April and May and all this stuff as well too.
Yeah, I have a scripture for that. Proverbs 20:23: "The Lord detests differing weights, and dishonest scales do not please Him." I say that to my scale all the time. I said, "You're a liar. God hates you." No, but I think that's it. You know, we can have dishonest scales when we will tolerate something when it kind of aligns a little bit with what we like and, you know, appreciate, but something that we don't, all of a sudden we condemn it. I think that that fits within that scripture pretty well.
Yeah, and I also want to say that checking our definition of truth to me is extremely critical, because the idea of truth has actually changed. I feel, given with all the media and social media out there, that now truth has become, if you say it a certain amount of time, it becomes the truth.
Right.
And that is extremely dangerous.
Right.
And I don't think that's healthy. I mean, given our circumstance as being humans to begin with. I mean, remember, I think everybody knows this, when they said they put their trust in Jesus, but Jesus did not trust them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
good reason.
Yeah, man. It's a crazy time. We got to really pray for our country. We got to pray for the president. We really need to be praying big time for everybody, because this can get very ugly very quickly. And honestly, we need to make this a safe and a safe place for our kids to live, you know, and we got to set the right standards of how they should act and not act accordingly. When we act out of emotion, we always make some really bad choices.
Yeah. You know, you bring up a good point. I think this country needs a good dad. Like a good dad voice to come in and just say, knock it off.
Right. We need good leadership.
I have no pretty good dad.
Yeah. John 3. Yeah. You could read about the good father.
I have one more question.
Sure. Shoot.
Are man buns biblical?
Yes. Absolutely.
I would definitely. That's absolutely. We would have to take a whole show with that.
Yeah. Jay is like the eunuch of man buns.
Listen, I don't believe that beards and long hair is going to be in heaven at all.
It's really messed up, right? Especially what Annette said about me and my beard. You know, I hope she's in heaven right now with all beardly, manly men.
No, this is not going to happen.
I'm
going to justify that with scripture one day.
Caesar, thank you so much for calling. I love you too, man. Appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. We want to hear from you guys. 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. You're listening to Sound of Heaven Radio. Our website is soh.church. Give us a call. Share some thoughts and comments about everything that's transpiring today on Capitol Hill. I'm reading, Jason, some of these comments on my Facebook page.
Oh, here we go.
Is this some of the most insane nonsense that you've ever, ever heard in your entire life?
A lot of people on your thread. I mean, you surround yourself with interesting
people.
Dude,
we got people justifying these. And that's the crazy part, right? Because, like, if we find out this is Antifa that started it,
right,
and Black Lives Matter that started
which is very possible.
It is possible. But the fact that the Christian people are defending this is just insane to me.
It is. No matter what, there's egg on your face. If this ends up being an Antifa and, you know, they're cheering. I've seen people be like, get ready for the Civil War. And I don't even want to say that word. This is not something we need to release.
Right.
There's life and death in your words. Words are powerful. We need to be a voice of, I mean, what does scripture tell us? Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. And listen, you know, if anybody knows both me and you, John, you know, we're not afraid of a scrap, right?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Listen, we're not pushovers, but we've got to do everything we can to be at peace with one another and spread love. Everything that comes out of your mouth, are you speaking as if God is speaking through you,
right,
or are you coming from a place of emotion?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got people on here right now going back and forth trying to justify violence using Old Testament, and we say this the time, that you can't mix old and new covenants together. It is a completely different covenant that you are not part of today.
Right.
Old Testament, extremely important. Old Testament, extremely valuable. But the new covenant is the fulfillment of the old covenant, and we're under a new agreement, a new contract with God.
Eye for an eye. It's actually an Old Testament scripture. Absolutely. That'd be something good to dive into one day.
It absolutely is, and that's not what we're here for. That's not what we're called to do. God has not called you to do that, and then you can't pick and choose what Old Testament scriptures you want to be a part of.
Well, that's true, too.
You know, because everybody wants to get Old Testament when they feel like they want to get uppity, right? When they want to get in their flesh and fight somebody. But, you know, all of a sudden when you start bringing up Old Testament tithe scriptures, or not cutting your hair on the sides of your head, or not eating fruit that doesn't grow off a property that you own, all of a sudden nobody follows those rules or regulations anymore.
You get mad at somebody, your ex. You want the Old Testament God going after your ex.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes when you get in your flesh, you get a little Old Testament God in you versus
right,
not.
Right.
But yeah, it's listen, it's really bad. It's a really insane type of doctrine and mixture. But we hear all this time, this is the big tattoo verses all the time, where people are like, don't you read in the Old Testament in Leviticus chapter 19 where it says that you can't tattoo your body? And it's so crazy that that's the only verse that they pull out of that whole entire chapter.
Right.
It's literally a list of laws to the Sundarians.
Yeah, first, okay. Terribly out of context.
So ridiculously out of context. It's literally to the Sundarians, who are underneath all this Greek god worship, and they used to cut themselves and tattoo gods on their arm, and then we use it as a form of worship, and God was telling them not to do that. But again, why is that one the only one that we pick and we ignore? Again, in the same chapter, don't eat fruit from that doesn't grow off your own property. Don't cut the hair on the sides of your head. Make sure that if an old person comes into the room, that you stand up and honor that. Like, we don't follow any of those, but it's just the ones that we don't like or want to pick out. Those are the ones we focus on. Anyway, you're listening to Sound of Heaven Radio live. We're here with you every single Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. Check out our website at soh.church. That's soh.church. We want to talk to you about Capitol Hill and everything that went on and transpired today at 631-451-1039. Again, 631-451-1039. Jump online. Give us a chat. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments. Maybe you completely disagree with everything we're saying. It's perfectly okay. Give us a call. We'll be right back after the break. More Sound of Heaven Radio. Hi, this is Pastor Johnny Over, founder of the Sound of Heaven Church in Deer Park. Here at Sound of Heaven Church, we encourage everyone to understand why they believe what they believe. For me, I had a pretty good childhood, but things got rough fairly quickly. My father was an alcoholic and yet still my best friend. And because of his love for me, which I felt every day, he was my hero. Sadly, my mother had a very different experience. Lonely and sometimes in dangerous situations. The fighting, the marital struggles, the drinking got the best of us and my family fell apart. Through my own personal struggles and demons, I didn't fall. I climbed into the lap of faith and embraced the gospel. Today, I'm ordained and I'm the senior leader of the Sound of Heaven Church. Together with an incredible staff, we offer you the gospel in a way you have never experienced before. Visit my website at soh.church. When considering a church, it's very important to not only examine their beliefs, but also your own. Visit Sound of Heaven Church at soh.church. That's soh.church. Welcome back, everybody, to Sound of Heaven Radio Live, where we are incredibly passionate about making the love of Jesus known to all. And we're here with you every single Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. I'm your host, Pastor Johnny Ova, and I pastor the Sound of Heaven Church located in Deer Park. Be sure to visit our website at soh.church. where you can see what we are about, check out our services, hear some amazing stories. It's an absolute must. That's soh.church, soh.church. Also like us on Facebook and Instagram by searching Sound of Heaven Live. Our call-in number is 631-451-1039. We want to hear from you, so jump aboard the hotline, 631-451-1039. Tonight's topic, Capitol Hill. We want to be your sounding board here. We want you to sound off on some of your thoughts and opinions on what is transpiring. If you agree with these actions, disagree with these actions, whether you are for them, against them. I mean, it is a crazy time. We got some just, Jay, we got some just loony comments right now going on Facebook right
Yeah,
now.
I know. You're going to drive yourself crazy looking at all these comments.
Yeah, I got 60 replies. I got people saying like, you know, so are you against the American Revolution and our founding forefathers were Christians? And I mean, my goodness. I mean, people are, oh my gosh.
Did you see that guy that was sitting in Nancy Pelosi's chair?
Yeah, I did see that guy. That
was... I got to make a confession. Can I make a confession?
All right, go ahead.
If I found myself in Nancy Pelosi's office, my bare butt is definitely going on that copy machine.
That's ridiculous on every level. That is insane.
And to be honest, I'd probably do it if I was in Mitch McConnell's office too.
Right.
Because how could you not? I mean, you're in there.
Right.
Right? So... I mean, what would you do? Would you probably wouldn't be in there.
No, I would not be in there. I would not.
But if you were.
I don't, if
you were just like walking through Washington, D.C. and you're like, oh, I didn't realize. I thought this was.
I guess I have a unique perspective. I just don't think that, you know, smashing in windows and, you know, breaking apart, you know, barging into places is the way to accomplish things.
So being a leader in your church, you wouldn't wouldn't approve of my copy machine.
I would not approve of the copy machine thing. But anyways, guys, if you've been under a rock anyway for the last 7 hours, you know what's going on here at Capitol Hill. It's really a really insane thing. And we want to hear from you. We want you to chime in, be part of our show. We want to dialogue with you. 631-451-1039. And again, my stance that I stated in the beginning of the show, I think the actions today are absolute disgraceful. I think they're embarrassing. I think that this is not the way to accomplish anything. I feel like people talk out of both sides of their mouth when it's the Democrats are acting violent, which is also a disgrace that the Republicans are all on them, and then they approve this, and then it's vice versa going on. Now the Democrats are all against what's going on today, and it's just like this competition back and forth of this is good and this is get bad and this is justifiable and this is not justifiable. And this is not how the greatest country in the world needs to be acting right now.
Absolutely not. No. You know, with great power comes great responsibility. And not good. And you know, we don't help things in this country with the pushing of the live your truth mentality.
Right.
You want to open up that Pandora's box?
Yeah, absolutely.
People like Oprah, like, oh, live your truth. Okay. If we all live our truth, right, our imperfect truth, that's where we're getting in trouble.
Right.
That's exactly what's going on right now. It's I want to condemn these people for doing one thing, but I want to make excuses for these people doing something similar, you know? And I'm not comparing. You know, you and I could talk about whether, you know, obviously we went through a lot this last year in the way of protests and violence and things like that, but you know, at some point, we've said it a bunch of times on the show so far, we've got to draw the line with the standard.
Absolutely. And just like some of these people here, we listen, the Bible is the foundation of a Christian, not anything else, not our laws, not our society. That is the biblical foundation of moral structure, is what a Christian lives by or claims to live by. And again, I'm reading a lot of Christians' answers who are living their Christian life through a lens of a political opinion or a political affiliation here. They think it's the Ten Commandments and then the Constitution right next to each other in the book of Exodus. Now, I am for the Constitution. I'm an American, but I'm a kingdom of God. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God first and foremost.
Right.
In those things. And again, some of the things that we're seeing here today these are not the works of Christ. These are not the works of God. You wouldn't see this type of behavior condoned by any of that. And I just don't, again, I don't believe, and you're reading people's comments of like, well, would it be bad if Antifa was doing this? Or yes,
of course
it would be. Would it be bad if this is going? Yes, of course. Like, what is with this? Like, again, it's like, well, he did it.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why we need to settle on an absolute standard. And when I say we, I'm not talking to the whole world. You said something off air that made a lot of sense. You know, there's a lot of people on certain sides where you'd be like, we don't necessarily expect them to do, but we as Christians have to do the right thing, you know?
Yeah, well, what I was saying was that the predominantly, general opinion is that the Republican is the quote-unquote Christian party, where they fight for Christian morals, Christian rights. And I disagree with that. I believe that there are plenty of Christian Democrats out there. That's not what I'm saying. But there are that is the party of Christianity. That is the lens. So there's an expectation here when these people are coming, calling to come in the name of God, and they start acting like this. That to me is the bigger disgrace here. That to me is the bigger thing that we should be most ashamed about and disheartened about today. As a man of God, as a pastor, as a church leader, you know, again, this is something that I would never condone over anything.
Right. Back in 2008, I was down in Georgia. And that's when Barack Obama was elected, obviously. And I remember, you know, the conversations and even ones I had conversation, you know, I partook in, was that, you know, the world was going to end and all this stuff was going on. And then, and, you know, 2012 and then now 2016, I see a lot of the same Christians while, you know, obviously the left is going nuts saying, you know, Romans says that you should respect the government. And we've had people that were in our church formerly that I reached out to and I said, hey, if we go back to your timeline in 2012, are you going to be touting Romans, or was that not right there, right? And what's that scripture in Romans? I'd have to look.
Obey the laws of the land.
Exactly.
And honor the government, all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
So again, the double standards, it's not something that we've got to stick to a standard. And I think one of the marks of stability and maturity is being able to even call people out on your own side, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what we lack. We lack that.
But isn't that the problem, though, that we're seeing today? And that's my frustration about it, is that, like, you have to be, if you're labeled something or labeled in, if you're put in a certain box, it's like anything you say or do that comes against what your party, you know, is doing. It's like, oh, what do you mean? It's like you have to agree with everything in the Republican Party or everything in the Democratic Party. That's not the way. I'm not confined in those boxes. I could look out and call BS on both sides of the spectrum
right here. Right.
And I think that, I mean, who agrees with everything that everybody does? I mean, to me, that's almost like a cult. Right?
100%. Yeah, we have to be able to call each other out. As a matter of fact, one of the greatest forms of love is tough love, right?
Right.
Tough love is telling people, especially people that you have similarities with, things that they don't want to hear.
Right.
I mean, isn't that right? Shouldn't we all have people in our life that are not willing to put up with our crap?
Right.
You know? I know. I appreciate that. You and I have a good relationship like that, where it's like, hey, you know, we call each other out once in a while. Hey, listen, and that's the mark of a good friendship. And honestly, being responsible is being able to be accountable to the people around you.
Absolutely. But again, this is the problem. Like, you know, they're like, oh, I disagree with what Trump did. Aren't you a Republican? No, I disagree with Barack Obama. Aren't you a Democrat? How could you disagree? Because, again, I'm not a cult. I'm not a sitting here puppet here. I don't have to agree with everything the president does, no matter, again, who's in. There are things that I could like and dislike on both sides of the spectrum. There's not some one broad brush of the spectrum here. That's like, oh, I like that he said that, or I like that he did that. And to get vitriol all over this type of stuff and get attacked for just expressing things that you like and dislike, it keeps truth suppressed because people are scared to be honest.
Yeah, I have a mind-blowing concept. I want to know what you think about it.
All right, go for it.
If someone disagrees with you, that doesn't make them a moral monster.
Oh, dog!
Right? That's the extreme. Oh, well, you disagree with me. You are evil.
Yes.
And it happens all over. And what it does, it polarizes us, it separates us, and it eliminates the ability to have productive conversation around important topics.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's how we grow, and that's how we keep each other accountable. It's the actual opposite of that, which has got the church in the state that it's in right now, right? It's got the church. We are so far off. Every single person so far that has come against me tonight for coming against violence, I literally go to their Facebook page and go, let me see you. And it's like, Jesus is coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
The rapture's coming. This is the time. You will be persecuted. Listen, I refuse to accept that you will be persecuted. I'm not prophesying that over my life. I'm not prophesying that. Those people always live in these times. Everything is a sign of the end. Everything is the sign of the times. Everything. And it's just like, it's like a bunch of insanity.
It creates an utter laziness in the church. It creates a group of people that sit around and say, these things must happen.
Right.
Meanwhile, I love the meme, and I see it pop up from time to time on Facebook. It's the kid sitting next to Jesus on the bench, and he's saying, why do you allow wars? Why do you allow this? Why do you allow that? And Jesus turns to him and says, I'm asking you the same question.
Right.
We have authority here. We're called to be ambassadors to the kingdom of God.
Right.
And that's in word and deed, is what we're speaking, bringing, as Jesus you know, taught us in prayer, on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah, but again, fruits of the Spirit go completely out of everything. It's a very simple concept. I'm going to pull it up right here. It's Galatians 5:22. Let me pull this up here. Hold on a second. All right. So Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruits of the Spirit, but I want to read from verse 19. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are sexual immorality, impurity, indecent behavior, idolatry, witchcraft, hostilities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law, which is the whole Old Testament.
Right, that's it.
There is no law against these things. This is the literally the checklist of the Bible where it says, here's an easy way to see what's of me and what's not of me. It's a very simple checklist. Right. Here's a way you could look at something and go, does it bring this fruit or does it not bring this fruit? And so when you look at all those types of things, okay, and you look at all of the, again, the vitriol, the hatred, the anger, the so focused on earthly kingdoms and earthly things going on, people are driving themselves insane right now, even as we speak. Right. I'm watching people go absolutely insane on our Facebook page over here over just stuff that's just not of God.
Yeah, if something is taking away the peace in your life, it's not of God. And right. You have to realize the early church, they were under some of the hardest situations ever. I mean, we talk about that all the time. First century church was under Nero.
Right.
But they thrived and they changed the world. Listen, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I know a lot of people are disappointed about the Senate race. A lot of people are very happy about it. I don't know. But here's what I do know is that you can change the world that is around you today.
Right.
You have the ability to change everything around you and be, that's why it's, listen, it's one thing to pay attention to politics and to follow it,
right.
but make sure that you're impacting the world around you with exactly what you're talking about, the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. I'm sure I left one out.
Yeah, and listen, Jason's 100% right. If it takes away any of those things from your life, it's not of God. And so we really need, Celeste actually brings up a great point here. Fear is a tactic that so many Christians have been taught, very sad, because I was one of them.
Okay.
Fear is a great motivator, right? I mean, this is how Christians evangelize, right? Go accept Christ or else you'll burn in hell for eternity. Do this or else. You know, how could you believe this? Aren't you like this? Then you're not. It's one extreme or another.
Right.
You can't just be sitting in the middle here, especially when it comes to a political climate.
Right. We pick and choose the sins that people are going to hell for. And that's what I was going to ask you before. You were going through the do nots and then the do's. Is every Christian every time going to be perfect in all those things?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not. It's our guide. It's what we strive for on a day in and day out basis, right? There are things that we do every day that displease God, and God already knows that already. God knows that, and that's the reason why he sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, for our errors, for our mistakes.
Right.
If God expected perfection from us, then there would be no reason for Jesus to come. There would be no need for Jesus to be here. There would have been no reason for him to come, die on the cross, and then resurrect. There would be no need for that. We would just have to be better people. We would have to be better at just forcing our flesh to be something. But listen, we all have our thorn, right? We all have the thing that pulls us away. We all have the thing that sticks in our craw. We all have our passions. But all those things need to be kept in check in everything.
Yeah, and we cannot get into the habit of looking at somebody else's thorn and saying, oh, you see, well, at least that's not as bad as mine. Jesus addressed this directly. He says, take the plank out of your own eye before you point out the speck in your brother's eye.
Right, amen. And a woman. I mean,
you did not.
I was going to go there, but listen, this was going to be the topic of our show today.
I know,
the amen
I know.
And a women thing and poking fun at that a little bit because again, it's just the cluelessness of what even amen means and the think that there's a gender attached to that is just so
so bizarre. Twitter went nuts on that too. Howard Kopke, we know him down in Atlanta. Yeah. He posted, "I'm not going back to church unless you sing both hymns and hers." There was another guy who responded to Ben Shapiro and said, "Well, that may be what it means in the Hebrew, but it's pronounced differently in the Shebrew."
So. Yeah, I mean everything is attacking identity today as well. That's a topic we may get in on Friday. Yeah. I think would be a good possibility. But it's really I want to say it's encouraging and discouraging at the same time because it's encouraging that God's really separating. We're really seeing people's true colors during the season. That's for sure. Which is also encouraging because you don't have to be duped by him anymore, right?
So. Right. Right. Yeah. We need. Listen. We need to pray. You pray for your family. You pray for this country.
Absolutely.
You know. You pray like it depends on God, because it does. But work like it depends on you. Get out and do something too.
Right.
To make a positive impact.
Right. Absolutely. So let's close this out tonight in prayer. I want to pray for our country tonight. I want to pray for our leaders in this country today. I want to pray for the anointing of common sense to overtake people and storm them. And so let's just begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. I just want to thank you. And see, I believe that you give God thanks in everything. You're still here. You're still breathing. You're still alive. And as long as there's breath in your lungs tonight, God still has a plan and purpose for you. And so no matter how scary times are, no matter how crazy things may seem, and no matter how disheartening things could be at times, God, we're just going to give you praise no matter what, because we trust you in all things. And we know that our praise fights our battles for us. So we're going to praise you, Lord, and we're going to honor you with our actions, with our words, with our deeds, Lord God. We pray for the leaders of this country, Father God. We pray supernatural wisdom over them, Lord God, for them to make good choices, good decisions, Lord God, for you to raise up good leadership in this country, Father God, to bring control back to this, to just this insanity that's being taken place. And for everyone that has hatred in their heart, for everyone that feels the need to be violent and angry and to be physical and storming Capitol Hill, or just storming anything, or burning down buildings, or looting, where that's in their heart, that feel like that's, that they're so hurt, Lord God, that that's the reaction. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit would just come over them, Lord God, and just calm their heart, Lord God, and heal their wounds, Father God. And Lord God, begin to show them what an abundant life looks like and what a life in you can be, Father God. And if you're listening tonight and that's you, and you're angry and you're scared and you're confused, I pray that you would just cry out on the name of Jesus tonight. Call out on him. Invite him into your heart to make him your Lord and your Savior. And you could do that just by saying, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. Wipe away my sins. Thank you for dying on the cross, for resurrecting again 3 days later, and making me a new creature. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all you have to do. Make that your heart. Amen. Make that your cry. Make that your own prayer tonight. But I want to thank you for joining us on Sound of Heaven Radio tonight. It's been an interesting night. We're having a lot of interesting comments. We had a good phone call with Caesar. We're getting a lot of comments on our Facebook Live. So thanks so much for joining us over here. Jason, good to have you back, man.
It's great to be back.
Thanks for your comments, your feedback. You brought up some really amazing points as well, too. And guys, we got to be above the fray here. We got to be above the white noise here and really look at things from a kingdom and godly perspective. So thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to Sound of Heaven Radio, where we are just incredibly passionate about bringing the love of Jesus to all. We're here with you each and every single Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. I'm your host, Pastor Johnny Over, and I pastor the Sound of Heaven Church located in Deer Park. Visit our website at soh.church. That's soh.church. You can check out what we're about. You can see our services. You can hear some amazing testimonies, see all the things we're doing in the community. Also, like us on Facebook and Instagram by searching Sound of Heaven Live. And again, every Wednesday and Friday, we'll be back Friday at 6 o'clock. Tell your friends. God bless you, everybody. We'll see you on Friday.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.